Do guests tell you the show is amazing, but your numbers still say otherwise?
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tige O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover what shift to make when your guests tell you how amazing your podcast is, but your show still isn't growing.
The mindset trap that keeps most podcasters stuck with slow growth, even though they're doing everything right.
And finally, how to get your podcast to reach more listeners without promoting on social media or relying on big guests. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level.
So look, here's the thing. You have probably had the experience where you've had an amazing guest, maybe multiple guests onto your podcast, and they essentially rave about how amazing the experience is. Maybe they do it straight after recording, or maybe they send you a text in your inbox. Regardless, the general consensus is your guests love your show. They tell you how incredible the experience is. They say how thoughtful you are, how much better you are asking questions. They might even boost up your ego and tell you that you're way better than other big shows that they've been on.
Which can be such confusing things to hear when, on the other hand, your numbers are not moving, you haven't seen a spike, there's no traction from the guest episode, no new listeners, and you're not really getting the same feedback in your numbers or from your listeners. You might even start asking yourself, you know, if my content is so good, why does the show just still seem invisible?
That's what we hear from so many podcasters every single week. For me and Tige, we have loads of people who are looking to join the Get More Listeners Academy, which is our one-on-one program, our mentorship program, helping entrepreneurs and experts like you grow and monetize your podcast by following a simple, proven process. And oftentimes we hear this time and time again that people just feel like, yeah, it's great that I'm getting these incredible guests and having these amazing conversations. And yeah, for sure, I'm stacking my credibility with the guests, but my audience isn't growing and I don't really know why. Opportunities seem to pass me by because my reach just honestly is kind of just stuck at the same number. Now again, you might be having a similar experience where you feel like you're doing everything right and still your show isn't being discovered by new listeners.
And meanwhile, shows with lower quality interviews are getting more downloads and seem to just have more buzz around them, you know, and getting more bookings as well. So Anthony, why does this all seem so paradoxical and why does this issue plague so many podcasters?
I think why it's frustrating for so many people, and I think what we hear from a lot of our clients as well as individuals we speak to who are interested in growing, it just really is the big contrast between you knowing that the content you're providing is incredible, it's actually good, and then you inviting guests onto your show, whether they're credible and have authority or whether they are unknown, but they provide so much value. And when you're having these guests on your podcast and they're raving again about how good your show is, it's kind of hard to understand. When you hear that for the first time, it might be an anomaly, but when it becomes a pattern that you're constantly hearing by so many different guests you have on the show, it starts to get a bit frustrating, the contrast between, well, if the show's so great, why isn't my numbers growing? Like, why isn't my show growing? I think that's very frustrating and a very hard thing to get your head around, or for people to get their head around, you know? But I guess, what would you say, Tige, because we have had, you know, hundreds of clients at this point, what would you say is a belief, or what do you feel like people go wrong in terms of how they're viewing things in regards to, well, I'm getting all these great guests on, I'm having these great conversations, but the podcast isn't growing? What do you think they get things mixed up in terms of how growth does occur?
That's a great question. I think it really comes down to the belief that having a great podcast leads to more growth, which sounds crazy saying out loud. It's kind of a tough pill to swallow. And I even kind of second guess myself saying it there, like as bluntly as that, because how can that be true? How can having a great podcast not give you merit? But the thing is, it does give you merit, because that feedback you receive from your guests, it is genuine and they clearly are having a really good time and you are doing a lot of things right. The key difference is that it doesn't necessarily lead to more growth, and it doesn't give you more merit in the field of growing your numbers and getting more and more listeners flocking to your show and sticking around. It's a very fine margin here. You can have more merit and definitely earn your flowers by being a great interviewer, but it doesn't correlate with actually growing your listenership in the way most people think.
That's so true. And I think it is a hard one to kind of get your head around. But, and that's a big but, I think the sooner that you start to realize that, hey, actually, yeah, like on one half, I should be creating good content, obviously, seems quite obvious, right? But just that good content alone isn't enough. There's the other side of the equation. And the same way with any business, you have the sales and the marketing side, and you also have the product. You kind of need both of these things working hand in hand. The issue is most podcasts that we see, and if you're struggling when it comes to growing your show, gaining traction, you know, making more impact, having more freedom, having an abundance of opportunity come flooding your way because people either A, want to work with you, B, want you to speak at one of their conferences, or C, want to sign you for like a major book deal. The biggest difference for those who are struggling to get this opportunity is the fact that there's just this obsession and focus around the content piece. Now, again, content is important, but you have to have a focus on the other side, which is the marketing, which is how do you get your podcast visible in front of more of the right listeners? Because great content alone doesn't win. If that were the case, your show would be way bigger than what it is. And what will allow you to win is getting great visibility on a very specific and clear show that's positioned around who the show is specifically for.
Again, your content is likely great and your guests are probably not lying to you, but it is very possible that you can have amazing guests that love your show, but still in parallel, no listeners who are obsessed with the podcast. And this is because growing the show is way less about creating meaningful conversations than people think, and more about creating content that listeners need right now and can't get anywhere else. You can have a meaningful conversation that is not urgent to listeners in the sense that it's not something listeners urgently need or feel compelled to go and listen to. And you can also have meaningful conversations that can be found on a lot of other podcasts. I mean, by nature of a good guest, they've probably been on a lot of other podcasts. They've likely had similar conversations.
And I think to top that off, Tiger, it's kind of like, you know, even if, let's say, you were having more urgent conversation that felt more timely, and that's really what we mean when we say more urgent, it just feels more timely. It just makes sense. So if a news broke out in your industry and you invite a high profile guest in your industry to talk about the news topic, that's timely and that's relevant. That's great. And that will help. However, what's even more important is knowing like, okay, great, I'm covering this urgent topic, but if you don't have a way to get that content discovered by more listeners, you're kind of still in the same spot where you have great content that is urgent, but you still don't know how to reach more listeners with that content. And that's really the part that fucks, pardon my language, so many podcasters get really good at creating content, but they still kind of suck when it comes to just reaching more listeners with that content. So look, if you are in a spot where you know your content is good, you know your podcast should be impacting way more people, you're getting just incredible feedback from the guests you do have on, but the traction of your show just isn't coming. This is literally the main fundamental piece that you would have to crack for growth to become easy, seamless, and doesn't feel like hard work, which is clarifying who the specific listener you're trying to reach with your show is and what specific problem you're promising you're going to help them solve. Once you do this, growth does become easy. But a tricky part, of course, is gaining that clarity on who you should reach and target with your show. If you're in a spot with your podcast where you're kind of just sick of having these guests hyping up your show, which feels good and is a nice boost to the ego. However, if you're kind of a bit embarrassed about your metric numbers because they're flat, you've been doing the show for a couple of months, maybe a couple of years, and it's not really growing at the rate you'd like, and you're not willing to settle for less, you know you deserve more. And if you're tired of feeling just this disconnect between the value you know you're offering and the audience you wish was showing up, that's exactly why we created the Get More Listeners Academy, which is mine and Tige's one-on-one growth and monetization program for entrepreneurs and experts like you who are done wasting time through trial and error and who are looking to follow a simple, proven process to help them grow to 5 to 10,000 monthly downloads and monetize within 3 to 6 months. If that sounds interesting to you, be sure to scroll down in the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit www.getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast. From me and Tyke, we would love the opportunity to see how we can help you take your show to that next level.